Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yitzchak Yona ben Chana, Maris Hanemiah Bas Chana, Svi Moshe ben Eitan Avram Alevi, and Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, and Lila Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel, and Chana Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Yona, and Chana Bas Esther. In Parshas Vayigash, it says, Vayishalech Asechav Yosef Atzadik sends his brothers away, Vayelechu, and they went, and then he said to them, Vayomer Lehem Al Tirgazu Badarech, don't get angry on the way. Rashi gives a number of pshatim. Number one, Rashi says, "Al tisaska b'dvar halacha shelo tirgaz aleichem aderech." Don't be involved yourself in dvar halacha. That the path shouldn't get angry and you shouldn't get lost. You're so busy learning. Davar acher, another pshat is, "Al tafsiu psiagasa tirgaz loshem hisgabras halicha." Don't step a big step. Vachnisu chamalir, come while the sun is still shining in the city. Don't come home too late when it's dark. And then Rashi says, "Ulfi pshuto shel mikra." Yosef was afraid that they would fight on the way, and they would argue, and they would say, "He was sold because of you." Atasi parta lashon hara, you spoke lashon hara, alav on him, v'garamta lanu lisnoso, and caused us to hate him. They're going to fight. They're going to say, "It was you who sold him. You spoke lashon hara. You caused us to hate him." So he means al tirgus, don't get angry at each other. So they were embarrassed. He was afraid they were going to get angry at each other. The first part of Rashi, al tisaska b'dvar halacha and al tafsiu psiagas, is a gemara in Tainus and Yud Amud Beis. The lefi pshuto shel mikra is al piyonkulos lo tisnatzon al isik zvinti. Don't fight about selling me. However, there's a whole series of kashas that more of a rabbi shlita asked on Rashi, and then offered a mahalach to answer them. So let's begin. Why does Rashi start with the drushes, and then only at the end he gets the pshuta shel mikra? Pshuta shel mikra, hayu nechlamim, they were embarrassed, they were going to fight, that's al tirgazu. Why does Rashi start with the drushes? Al tisaska b'dvar halacha, al tafsiu psiagasa. Usually Rashi starts with the pshat, if he b'chal brings the drush. Also Rashi says that they were embarrassed, hayu nechlamim. He was afraid they would fight about selling him. So if you look earlier in Mem Dalid, in Mem Perak Mem Hey Pasuk Dalid, and then Hey Vav Zayin Ches Yud Beis Tesvav, there's a lot of Nichumim. Rashi on Pasuk Dalid says, Rosam Nisogim Lachoyim Amar Achshav Achay Nichlam Karlam Belashan Rakav Sachanunim. He called them sweetly and with supplication. And then Vayter it says, don't get angry and don't be upset that you sold me. It's all from God. Don't worry about it. And then it says in Pasuk Yud Beis that Rashi says, he equates them to Binyamin, just like, I'm not angry at him for selling, I'm not angry at you. And then it says that the brothers, he kissed his brothers, and they cried, and then they spoke to him. Pasuk Tesvav, Rashi says, because they saw him crying, they can now speak to him, they weren't embarrassed anymore. So there's no more klima. So what's pshat here in Rashi, Nechlamim? He already was Miyam, faced them, he already appeased them earlier. Not only that, why does he have to be mefais them? It's good to have charata when you do an avera. They sold him, they should let them have some charata, let them feel it. Another kasha is that the brothers already said earlier, Parshas Miketz, aval ashemim anachnu, we're guilty. So, and the pasuk there says that Yosef was there, he heard it. They already said ashem anachnu, so why are they going to fight who is guilty? They incriminated themselves already. There will be no fight. Moreover, Rashi says they're going to argue. V'lomer al yatcha minimkar. They're going to argue who sold him. Each one's going to say, "It's your fault. It's your fault. You sold him." Not a kasha. It's a pasuk. Lamed zayin chavav chav zayin. Ve'yomer Yehuda lechav. My betzikin orgel tzchena b'chsinu esdamu. Let's sell him. It was Yehuda who sold him. So there's nothing to talk about. So who what are they going to argue about? Not only that, but the Shvatim wanted to kill him. And Yehuda prevented them. And he said, "Hey, what are we going to gain if we kill him? So let's sell him." So the selling was a Hatzalah. What do you mean they're going to argue, "Oh, you sold him"? The selling was a Hatzalah. Not only that, Rashi says, "Atasi parta lashon hara v'garamta lanu lisnoso." You're the one who spoke lashon hara. They're going to say to each other, "You caused this tatum." Where does it say that the brother spoke lashon hara about Yosef? Yosef spoke lashon hara about his brothers. Ve'yaveh Yosef is dibasam ra'al aviyim. And then they hated him al chalamosa ve'al dvarav. because they spoke because he spoke lashon hara about them. So what do you mean that this brother spoke lashon hara about Yosef? It was just the opposite. It's an even bigger palace that the Nosei Kelim and Aaron Omed and these wondrous words of Rashi. Atasi parta lashon hara lava garamta lanu lisnoso. Where did the brothers speak lashon hara about? One more kasha. It says that he sent them. They went, and then he said al tirgazu badarach. So there's no seder here. First, you should say al tirgazu badarach. First, say don't get angry on the way, and then send them. Why does it say first he sent them? The Al-Sheikh says, it seems the Al-Sheikh asked this kashan, he says that first he was malava them, that was the means. He sent them, he went with them, and then he told them when he parted Al-Tirgazu. So to be miyashev all the tumios, we have to know first that we're talking about the brothers who are shiftei ka, who are in the choshen mishpat, who are very, very holy, and we have no hasag on them. This is all so we have some sort of limit for ourselves. So we'll open with the Sfasemis, Tafrei Shlamet, Hey, Dibur Maschel B'Medrash. The Sfasemis says something very interesting. That what was going on here was that there was a machlokas between Yosef and his brothers about what the correct derech in Avodas Hashem is. Yosef felt that they have to be mevatel themselves to the Tzadik Hador. And the brothers felt that everybody has to do their own avoda. They didn't want to be mevatel themselves to the Tzadik. Yosef had dreams that he was the Tzadik, he was the leader, he was the Melech. And they have to mevatel themselves to him. And the brothers felt that there's no bittul, everybody goes in their own derech. And then the Medrash says that they were mevatel themselves. Kinei Melachim Noah Barabu Yachtav Kinei Melachim Zei Yehuda B'Yosef Radach Hazasa Melu Hashvatim Amar Melachim Medayna Melu Melu Anu Mach Paslanu. The brothers said to themselves, the kings are dealing with each other, Yosef and Yehuda. Who are we? Let the kings talk. They have to sit there, Radach, Azasim, they shook. These are kings, it's not us anymore. You have to realize that Yehuda and Yosef, they're the leaders. So in the end they were mevatel themselves to Yehuda. The Shvatim wanted to have Achdus, that everybody goes in their own way and they're united. And Yosef saw that the only way they're going to have unity is that they're mevatel themselves to him. And in the end, they were both right. The brothers were working on themselves to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one in their own way. And then ultimately, they were mevatel themselves to the Tzaddik. And this Vasema says the klal needs the prat needs the klal, the Tzaddik needs the individuals need the Tzaddik. And that's how they have unity. So the great denouement, the coming together, marked the bittul of the brothers to Yehuda, which is what Yosef wanted all along. You have to mevatel yourselves to the Tzaddik. And now we can understand the dreams. Yosef HaTzadik saw that they're going to bow down to him. We're gathering sheaves, and yours is going to bow down to mine. So he wanted to be king. The Ibn Ezra says, are we going to make you king, or are you going to force upon us that you're a ruler? They weren't Makabalas Derech and Avodas Hashem. But when the brothers realized that Yosef was correct, that they have to mevatel themselves to the Tzaddik, and they mevatel themselves to Yehuda, then they reach Shleimus. There's both. There's Bittul to the Tzaddik, and then there's also going on your own path. You know that the Tzaddik, you have to mevatel yourself to the Tzaddik, but you also have to, you can't, the Tzaddik isn't with you all day long. Tzaddik has his life, you have your life. You have to have, you choose your shul, your minyan, your better daven with the tzaddik. Your derech halimud, how much you learn, how fast you learn, how slow, how deep, what you learn. So on one hand you have to mevati yourself to the tzaddik, on the other hand you have to find your own way. So the Yosef saw that they were going to bow down to him, they have to mevati themselves to him. So Semes Taka says, "B'shamayim rotzin kippur b'chiras Yosef. Raklal Yisrael chafetzin b'chiras Hashvatim." In Shemayim, they want, like Yosef said, you have to move out to yourselves to the tzaddik. But Klal Yisrael, the holy entity, they want to forge their own path. They're both right. It says, "Vayter in the dreams, vayachal amot chalom acher, vayisaper oso le'echov." ויאמר הנה חלמתי חלום עוד והנה השמש והירח וחרס הכוכב ומשתחווים לי ויספר אל אבי ואל אחו ויגר בו אבי ויאמר לו מה החלום הזה אשר חלמת הבא נבוא אני ואמך ואחיך ואחיך לשחב אצלך ארצה. He says the moon, the stars, the sun, they're all bowing, 11 stars, they're all bowing down to me, and the brothers didn't like it, but the father Yaakov, Aviv Shamar has had dover, he understood that they have to be battle yourself to the tzaddik. And he understood that even he, Yaakov Avinu, has to be mevatel himself. Even the Shemesh has to bow down to Yosef at Tzaddik. V'aviv shomer sadabar yamati mitzapa masa yavo. He understood that. Zoi darv zayin. You have to mevatel yourself to the Tzaddik. Even Yaakov wanted to be mevatel himself. And we can add what the Imre Emes says in the name of the Mekubalim, word in Lekutei Yehuda in our parsha, that the name Yohach, that comes from the Sof Tevis of the Pasuk, Ki malachav yitzave lach, because my angels I command you, l'shmorcha b'chol derechecha. So the last letters of ki malachav yitzave lach is Yohach. So that's a shem shel shmira b'drachim. That name is going to save you, guard you on the path. That's what the Mekubalim say. And it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, book in the Ohev Yisrael, Lekutim Chadashim, Parshas V'Sabracha, and Igor de Pirkos, Chaf Aleph, and they explain, a medrash pli, a nifter mechaver al yipatir men al mitoch tvar halacha, that when you leave your friend, you should only leave him from a dvar with a dvar halacha. And what's a halacha? Yachad v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. And we have a machlokas between a yachad and a rabim. The halacha is like the rabim. And that's yohach. Yachad v'rabim, halacha rabim is Rashi Tevis yohach. So when you leave your friend and he's going on the way, that has to be the dvar halacha, yachad v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. And that Rashi Tevis is going to be mamshichim, shmira baderech. And with that, the Imre Emes explained the Gemara in Brachas, Chavta Samad Beis, and Rav Yaakov, Rav Rechizda, Kol Yotzei L'Derech, Tzarech L'Spal Tfilo Sederech. You have to say Tfilo Sederech, Amar Abayi, L'Olam Lishta, Finish At Nafshe, Bahadei Tzibura. You should include yourself in the Tzibur, Hechi Neima, what should you say? Yitzom Ufanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shtolachinu L'Shalom, Yitzatzidenu L'Shalom, Yitzmechinu L'Shalom. You have to include yourself with the Tzibur. Sha'idei Shemeshatev Atzmo, Im Koch HaRabim, that if you're Meshate, if yourself the Yachid with the Rabbim, that Yachid v'Rabbim, Halacha k'Rabbim, you're Zochet Shmira. So that's why when you want to say Tfilas HaDerech, you have to use a Lashon of Rabbim. You the Yachid, Shetolicheinu L'Shalom, says Teinu, you have to include yourself in the Rabbim, Yohach. Yachid v'Rabbim, Halacha k'Rabbim. Kim Halacha v'Yitzav Elach. Sof Tevis, Shmira b'Derech. And that's how the Imre Emes explained the Maimer Chazal, Al Tirgazu b'Derech. Since Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers had this tremendous machlokas, and Be'emes, the halacha was not like the Rabbim, the halacha was like the Yachid, Yosef. He was the Yachid against the Shvatim. And now they were misbattled themselves to him, so now he has to command them. Now they realize now who's the man, who's the king. So now he has to command them that they shouldn't be misasik with Dvar Halacha. In other words, the Dvar Halacha of an Ifrid Mechavero. That you have to be meshatef yourself b'hadei tzibur, and you have to machni yourself to the koach of rabbim, b'chinas yachad v'rab halacha k'rabbim. That's the shem shmira b'derech. Because in their context, it wasn't true. The halacha was like the yachad. So he said to them, don't be osik in dvar halacha. What's dvar halacha? That yachad v'rab halacha k'rabbim. Because here the halacha is not like the rabbim. Here you see the halacha is like the yachad. I'm right. You have to mevatel yourselves to me. So The gorgeous Imre Emes, Divrei Pi Chacham Chaim. So now we can explain Rashi. So already at the beginning of Parshas Miketz, we see in the Pesukim that the brothers already agree that Yosef was correct. And they said, Aval Hashem, Nimin Anachnu, we're guilty. We saw the Tzar of Yosef and we didn't listen. So since Yosef was right, so they pursued him for nothing. And it wasn't appropriate for them to do what they did. So it's true that you have to go on your own path, but you also have to move out to yourself to the Tzadik Hador. You have to move out to yourself to Melech Yisrael. So it's true that they already incriminated themselves earlier, and they said that Yosef is correct. Yosef understood that now the Shvatim are going to bring themselves to the Bitl HaGomer to Yehuda. And Yehuda is going to be mevatel himself to the Tzadik Hador. And now Yosef's dreams are going to be fulfilled. That he is going to be the leader. However, it's not so pashut. At that time, when the Shvatim realized they have to mevatel themselves to Yehuda Melech Yisrael, comes the Satan, and the Satan wanted to stop them. The Satan is the Yetzer Hara, and then he wants to start a machlokas again and say, no, don't have achdus, don't all be mevati yourself to the Melech. And that's why Yosef had to say, Maruv alu el avi, go quickly to my father. He told him to go quickly. Because he understood that Melech Zakin Vixil, that terrible Yetzirah, that he's going to try with all different ways to stop them from getting to Yaakov Avinu, to have a lot of machlokas, not to have the achdus, not to have the achdus in the bittul to Yehuda. So since Yosef understood the Roa Ma'alolim, that terrible Satan, so now he's mefais them again, even though he already was mefais them earlier, but he had to go again, because he knows the way of the Yetzirah. He's always trying to be Mecharcher Rivu Madon, he's always trying to make fights. That's why Yosef tried to remove all remnants of Klima and Busha. So it could be that Klape Emes, they should have been in Klam and Bosham. It's a good thing. The Rambam says, the Gemara, that you keep away your Misvada last year, some, this is the day in the Gemara, you have to Misvada again. It's good. It's good to have some Busha over your Averis. It's good to deepen your Tshuva. But here, Yosef was afraid of Machlokes. But now Yosef was afraid. Even if the Yetzer doesn't get them to fight, so he's going to go in a different mahalach. Ketamar Chacham Nidmelo. Since the Yetzer Hara looks like a Tamar Chacham, he's going to go to the brothers. He's going to say, learn. And then they're going to start fighting. And once they start learning, and once they start fighting, then again that's going to cause problems. And they're going to have machlokas again. And then once they have machlokas again, they're going to start up again. Who sold Yosef at Tzadik? And then they're going to start judging al pi halacha, who was right and who was wrong. So that's the al tirgazu baderech al tisasku b'dvar halacha. This is not a time to start the dinging, start fighting even in halacha, because once you start fighting, then there's going to be period again. And once this period, you're going to try to decide, was Yosef correct? Were we correct? And then you're going to lose everything. The Yetzer is going to try in different ways. He's going to try to make Perud. So Yosef was mefais them again. And then he says, Al tirgazu baderech. And he says, don't talk divrei halacha. You talk divrei halacha, that's also going to cause big machlokas. And that's the diuk in the pasuk al tirguzu baderech, on the way. The Maskil of David says, well, what's the derech? It's mashma baderech hu shelo yarivu, but your yarivu are in the city, they should fight. Because the makom ha'alicha b'drachim is the makom of the satan. The satan goes b'emtza derech, like it says in the Yerushalmi, Shim Rabbi Shem Rebechia called adracha mecheska sakana. And the satan is makatrik. The makom sakana, b'shas sakana, that's the ikar makom of the satan. And therefore he says, don't fight on the way, because that's where the satan's going to try to make machlokas. And that's why Rashi brought these drushes before he brought the Pshat HaPashut. Because Rashi wanted to start with the drush. He said, don't be involved in Dvar Halacha. Because if you're involved in Dvar Halacha, it's going to bring you to Meriva. So therefore Rashi started. Don't be involved in Dvar Halacha Yalav Achtus. And then he got to the Pashut Pshat. And the Pashut Pshat is they shouldn't fight with each other. Because the not being osik b'dvar halacha is going to bring to the pashup shat of not having machlokas, of not blaming each other, of not saying you're wrong and I'm wrong and he's right, and the way people argue when they argue. That was what Yosef was afraid of. And Yosef was also merames, don't be osik in dvar halacha, and yachid v'rabim halacha karabim. Because now the halacha is like the yachid, like the Imre Emes said. You have to move out of yourself to the tzaddik. So normally halacha karabim, but the tzaddik is himself bechinas rabim. So you have to move out of yourself to the tzaddik. He's kolel everybody. And Yosef understood. Rashi's telling us that even after the Yetzirah, we try to get him in various ways, and we say don't talk Dvar Halacha, he's still going to try to get them. If he doesn't get them with Dvar Halacha, having a fight about that, then he's going to get them with Pashup Shat, Lefishay Nechlamim. They were embarrassed, and he was afraid that they would start fighting. Al Dvar Mechirasa, Lusfakech, Zayim Zev, Lomar Yadcha, Nidmimkar. You're going to say, you sold him. So they all knew that Yehuda said to sell him. And they knew that the Maisa Mechiru is Bemis and Maisa Atzala of Yosef Atzadik Min Amisa Mishuna. But that's the derech of the Yetzahara. And he wants to be Horis and Oker the Achtus and the Bittel by the Tzadik. So he's going to say Shtuyot. So even though the Maisa Mechiru was a good Maisa Mechiru, but now the Yetzahara is involved, so he's going to just be involved with their brains and say, oh, it was your fault, you did it. They know you who did it, but they're going to fight about it anyway, because that's what the Yetzahara does. Even Dvarim HaPshutim V'yaduim Lakol, when the Yetzahara gets involved, when there's Machlokas, people just say things that make absolutely no sense. So therefore Yosef said, no, don't fight with each other on the way. Don't start arguing who's right, who's wrong. It's going to bring you to the worst places. And that's pshat that they said, oh, you spoke Lashon Hara about him, you spoke Lashon Hara about him. We said, what Lashon Hara? The answer is there was no Lashon Hara. But that would come in also, once you start the fight, it can go anywhere. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik, first it says that he sent them, and then he said, Al Tirguzu Baderech. He knew that the Satan's Makatrik B'Shas HaSakana. And he did whatever he could, like the Al-Sheikh said. He was malav of them. They should have shemira, they should have achdus. And then when he went to the Parshas Drachim, they got to a fork in the road, and they went back to Mitzrayim. They were going back to Mitzrayim. Then he said, "Al tirzu guzu baderech." He wanted to keep the achdus as long as he could. And that's really our avodah, sweetest friends. The avodah is what we see here in Rashi, to find the tzaddik, to mevatel yourself to the tzaddik, and also, like the Shvatim help, also to find your derech, but all through bittel to the tzaddik, and this brings to achdus, the achdus that we all know that there are people greater than us, and who are we? And if everybody realized that, we would solve most of Klal Yisrael's problems. So we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem, Lishma Balasis of the Kaim is called Divrei Santa Rasa Vihava Main Via Main Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends.